You're listening to DraftKings Network. You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code DAN for a special offer when you sign up. That's code DAN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
I want to know why Jeremy Teshe, first appearance on Mystery Crate. I want to know why I just heard you say, it's one of the weirdest sentences I've ever heard said. He said, inexplicably, I have my top five Daniel Ratcliffe's if you guys need it.
I'm going to learn how to use the microphone.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That already happened. Yeah. Good start.
Why'd you say that to me?
Because you were looking for show topics.
That's right. Shopping.
And a couple of weeks ago, we brought up Daniel Radcliffe as Weird Al in this upcoming Roku movie. And so I decided, as we are one to do top five lists, why not come up with my top five Daniel Radcliffe's?
Like his characters?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Let's do it. Number five.
Number five.
I don't think I've seen Daniel Radcliffe in much.
In anything?
He was Harry Potter. But I haven't seen Harry Potter.
Seen Harry Potter?
No.
You haven't even, like, on TNT, you've never seen, like, on one of those marathons? You just happen to, like,
well, I've never,
you've
I
never
mean,
during Christmas time, seen Harry Potter.
Okay. I've seen the character Harry Potter. I've physically
seen Daniel Radcliffe.
I mean, I haven't physically seen him because I haven't been in the same place, but, like, I've seen Daniel Radcliffe on television. I know what he looks like, but I don't think that I have seen many of his movies. I was going to say that. Until I realized that the last movie I saw had Daniel Radcliffe in it.
And what was that?
The Lost City.
That's like completely,
I haven't seen that.
Completely undercuts everything you just said.
Well, no, because my whole thing was I haven't seen Daniel Radcliffe ever, but I saw him in the most recent movie. But I wouldn't be able to do the top five because I haven't seen him in many movies that I think. I'm on his IMDb right now to see how many of his movies I've actually seen. Because it's not a lot, I don't think.
He's one of these guys, who are these people in acting, where you play a character and it's like, I can't have you in my movie because you're Harry Potter.
Do you think that happened to Matthew Perry as Chandler?
Ooh, maybe. That or the drugs.
Jesus.
Inappropriate.
A Whole Nine Yards was a movie that was in.
That's true.
Yeah.
It wasn't something else. But to Jeremy's point, he never really took off as
You view him
else.
As Chandler.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you doing that with only Chandler though in that show?
I think you could do that with literally everyone.
Do you guys ever watch the show episodes?
Yeah.
Episodes. It's like a Showtime show. It was on for two seasons. It was about.
That was like four. It doesn't matter.
It was about like it was Matt LeBlanc. It was basically a show about Matt LeBlanc. But he was playing Matt LeBlanc.
Well,
trying to move on with his was his name not Matt LeBlanc?
It was about I believe he played himself. It was about like the writers of the show. Like show writers, and I believe that they. Oh, my pulmonologist.
It was a good show. Your pulmonologist is calling you.
Yeah,
you have a pulmonologist.
I do.
Jesus Christ!
I just got a GP.
I'm not gonna take that one right now. Yeah.
How many ists do you have
in my phone?
Yeah, or like just like that could call you at any time. Dentists, I guess could, that's not
whip
just,
out the phone. Yeah. You know, I made an appointment the other day for the eye doctor, and we'll get to your list in a second. Welcome to Mystery Creek. I went to the eye doctor the other day, and it was like, usually when you make an appointment at the eye doctor, and I shouldn't be saying this because my other eye doctor
just
might
whisper,
get this.
Whisper.
So I made an appointment at the eye doctor, and I did it the night before online, and my past experiences with eye doctors is we can't see you for 6 months. So I found this place that I could like do it like week of, So I made an appointment. It was like a drop down menu. It was like, what kind of insurance do you have? I put in, this is my insurance. This is a thing. I show up to the appointment. This was, you know, this week I went to do this. I went to do this. I get to the eye doctor and they say, we don't accept your insurance. And I'm like, it was an option. Wow. It was like, there's three options on your site. This was one of the options. I was able to make the appointment because you take my eye insurance. I get there. They say that they don't take my eye insurance. And my immediate reaction was, okay. And I left. And my wife was like with me and she's like, what do you mean you don't take his eye insurance? He's come here before. And I was like, no, it's okay. Like, that's before when I worked at another company. She was starting to, and I was like, I appreciate that you're doing this for me, but also getting me a little ramped up. I was fine just like giving up on this project for the day and deciding I'll go to another eye doctor. So I made an appointment with my other eye doctor.
That is infuriating.
Who sometimes, like one of the people that works there, his name's Juan, listens to this show. Shout out to Juan if he's listening.
But
also now he knows that I was philandering with my eye doctors.
Did he get insulted?
Oh. I don't know. I'm supposed to go in 2 weeks.
Every relationship has that person in the couple that deals with conflict, right? Like Billy and I are in the same boat. My wife handles all that. If something's like we get, you know, if our wait for the table has been too long at a restaurant, I'm not going back up there to say something. My wife will. Like my dad is the one that does it with my parents. Like my mom is always like not mad.
It's easier for like my own like mental health and sanity to not be getting agitated.
Right.
But that also leads to me very often getting taken advantage of.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Yeah. So people, even though sometimes people can be jerks, I'm not saying your wife is a jerk or my wife, but sometimes people, when they go complain, because sometimes Billy and I are more passive. I'll sit back. If they set a 30-minute wait at the restaurant after 38 minutes, I'm just going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Whereas if you go up there and you're the squeaky wheel, then you're more likely to get the table. I don't like that life works that way. That the people that are more annoying get their way quicker. It shouldn't work that way. The people that are patient and have patience and that are kind should get shit, but they don't.
So yesterday, it was doctor day, as you can tell. Yeah. Right. So I had a conversation with my pulmonologist. And the thing is that they gave me like a medicine because I've had this cough, for whatever. You don't need to get into it. They gave me a medicine. The pharmacy didn't have the medicine. So like for weeks now, I've been like, I need to call the pulmonologist and get this resolved. And I always remember that at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's like, the doctor's office is closed. Yeah. Got to do that first thing tomorrow. So I finally call. I leave them a voicemail. They call me back. We resolve one issue. We're going to the next issue, which is this medicine situation. And they're like, oh, okay, well, we don't deal with that. Let's put you on hold with like the person that does. They're talking to someone else. It'll be a minute or two. I was like, okay, fine, perfect. So I'm there, the music's playing, blah, blah, blah. It rings. It just goes to like another thing of music playing. Someone comes on and they're like, they're wrapping up right now. It's going to be a minute or two, whatever, right? 24 minutes later, because I looked at my phone, I was still kind of on hold. And they picked up the phone. They're like, hello? And I was like, oh, hey. And I tell them the whole thing again. They're like, oh, is this Guillermo? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, oh, like they never picked up the phone. I'm like, no, just a bit. They're like, did you just call back? I'm like, no, I've kind of been here for 20. I've been waiting. They're like, okay, like we'll go find this person. So I waited on hold for like 25 plus minutes because they just forgot I was there.
Wow. What's the longest you've ever waited on hold? 3 hours from Danny over there in the
3 hours for what?
That's it. Turn your mic on. Let's go. Get up here.
Or just yell loud enough. Yeah. What was it 3 hours
stand
for?
Stand up. Talking to the mic. He turned your mic on. Yeah. Stand up. Why'd you wait 3 hours for something on hold?
To get certified in my old job, we had to wait for to get our certification, and the state takes forever, and you're literally on three hours just to get, hi, how are you?
Was there song playing at least?
Elevator music.
Music.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Cable's the worst, right? Like cable or one of those is like the worst for just keeping you on hold for a while. Oh,
I guess Joe Buck looks weird on ESPN. Yeah. We're recording this Thursday. I'm seeing Joe Buck right now on my screen. It just looks odd. That's it. We can move on. I just needed that to be said.
I appreciate the astute.
They got him with the caddy.
Who's wearing a jersey?
Michael Collins.
Noodlers.
I mean, he's the caddy. I know who Michael Collins is.
Well, you said his name.
What's going on with you?
Just say his name.
Is it because he's black that you like felt the need to like?
What is happening?
No, that is exactly. That's why I know when Roy does. If it was Matthew Berry and I called him whatever his nickname is, there would have been no correction there.
Can we discuss? Can we just?
You're right.
What does it matter with you?
Can we for 1 second? Just rewind on one of the more discussed things that we did this week, and we're going to get to Jeremy's top five at some point, maybe.
Yeah.
Can we just discuss really quickly something that happened with you this week, Roy,
No.
Which was the, well, okay, thank you. This is perfectly setting this up. Because we were going to play a game. Roy, we were talking about like old rock bands of like the early 2000s, late 90s. Roy said he didn't know any of these bands. He didn't know any of these songs. Yeah. While these songs and bands are regularly played at hockey games that Roy attends and are also the soundtracks to the hockey video games that Roy plays.
Last Resort was what got the conversation going.
So Roy claimed that he did not know any of these things. And we got feedback, and it wasn't all positive. Someone as far as to say we were bullying Roy in that segment, said that this was a Two Americas situation. And Roy went out and he took the test, and I believe he got 1 out of 4 right in matching musicians and their bands. 1 out of 10. What did I say?
4.
1 out of 4? I'm on my brain. Anyway, 1 out of 10, right? So Roy gets 1 out of 10. And then people went on and they defended Roy and they said Roy didn't know. And we have a relationship with Roy where we kind of know that Roy likes to not
say no,
go along with
not give
some
us
of the
anything.
Thing. Yeah,
if we want something from
and
Roy,
we'll
not
say,
giving us that.
For example, moments ago we said like, Roy, can we talk about this? And he said no, and it's like, okay, great.
And a sarcasm.
So, now here's the thing about that segment that nobody knows because it only happened in this room. So Roy, as I mentioned before, got 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 4, as I say, in the game. And behind the scenes, when the game was being put together, Mike had pictures of the musicians on his computer that he was printing out before he printed out the names of the band. And Roy said, I know who that person is, and said the person's name. And then when we went out
to the band,
that was Josh
and the band.
And then when we went out to the
and the band,
and the band,
and the band,
yeah,
and
then, I knew that guy.
And then when we went out to the game, Roy got that person wrong, and said didn't know who this person was when he was saying,
when he was saying
behind the scenes.
Billy, you also tricked him. You gave him a name and a band. He's like, he's not in that band.
Boy. I did do that. I did that with Fred Durst, and I said that Fred Durst was in Blink 182, and you said no. But
I didn't say no.
Roy, yeah, he's saying that before the game, you knew someone. And then when you went out there, when the lights
did
were on,
not know,
you purposely got it wrong.
Did
is what
not
Billy's
know
saying.
The person.
No. That person wasn't on the board. That was Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age.
No,
I actually knew that guy.
That's actually pretty impressive.
He did it on more than one occasion because I even turned to Roy and I go, Roy, don't let Mike know that you know who these people are because then the game is going to be harder for you. Like, just like, if you know who it is, just don't say it. Because he had done it like with 2 different people. Yeah. And then we get out there and all of a sudden you didn't even know who Travis Barker was, which
I have no idea who that guy is.
Admit that one right now. I would say maybe,
I have no idea.
Right,
I have no idea who that guy is.
Maybe you didn't know the lyrics to the songs. Just you know who Travis Barker is.
I have no idea who that guy is.
We don't need to go down this path because we're just going to be called bullies again and say this is a whole
thing. But to defend Roy, I didn't know half of them because that was all Mike's.
I mean,
that was all Mike's.
No, I
agreed.
Look,
band
let me tell you
knowledge.
Something. I only knew Travis Barker. I didn't know any of the other ones. But Roy knew 2 or 3 people's names before
no
the game started. And then
once
he got out there, was like, I don't know who anyone is. And it's like, Roy, come on.
He didn't use that guy, though. He didn't use Josh Homme.
Yeah, it did get a little deep divey on the alt-rock bands. Yeah.
I also didn't even know half the names of those
That's
bands.
What I mean.
Like, I didn't know if those
we
were real or
not. We lost the game. The game, like, we had a good
it
idea for a game,
too
complicated. And then Mike turned it into music snobbery. And it was like, look how many bands I know. Like,
it should have been just very basic, like...
Yeah.
Bands that are on
Green
like
Day,
Y100.
Yeah, the Green Day guy and
top 40.
Smash
bands.
Mouth.
Did I
for
know
sure.
Who these people look like?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't
know
what the lead singer of Green Day looks like?
No.
Wait, pre makeup or post makeup?
All right, see, he gets it at least. I know you
Thank
know
you.
Who it is just based off that question. The eye, I mean, the
eyeliner
and stuff. Yeah. All right, okay. maybe all right. This is just because you're such a pop culture guy. Like, this is just strange
the,
to us because you are usually the guy that knows all this shit.
Yeah.
And with this, you're like, I don't know any of it.
I'm not into that music genre.
It's just an overcorrection.
Right.
An overcorrection? Okay.
Yeah, it's fine to be like, I know, I it's okay. You know, like, I've heard of these bands, but it's, some of them, it's like, I've never heard of the Beatles. It's like,
I would never say that, though.
Mm.
I don't like the Beatles.
If I put all 4 Beatles on a poster, would you be able to name all 4
you
Beatles?
Could name
everybody
Beatles.
Here?
Of course.
I don't know.
Probably.
I'm hoping so.
If you put
depends
like
on the era,
extra,
though.
I don't think I'd be able to.
If it was
right,
like,
that's what I'm saying. If I just put like 10 pictures of people who sort of looked like the Beatles,
I think I might get some.
Before
of those
wrong. The doc, George Harrison might have been tough for me.
No, if it's like 60 Beatles, probably not. If it's like 70s Beatles, probably I could.
That's fair.
It's a different look to them.
What about the Spice Girls? How many Spice Girls could you name, do you think, Roy? Just by their, not their real names, their type of Spice.
I can name all of them,
but yeah. I don't like their music.
Right. Mm. So that's the point.
I don't think I can name every Spice Girl.
I could.
Posh?
Wait, babies, their real names baby, or their posh, Spice Girl names?
Sporty, Scary.
Baby.
And Baby.
Yeah.
Man. No, you did Baby twice.
Oh. Baby, all right, guys, I'll do this. Scary, Ginger, Sporty.
Yeah, that was the missing one. Ginger, Spice.
Ginger, Sporty, Scary, Posh, Baby.
Were you a Spice Girl ever?
I went to a Spice Girls concert.
No, but were you?
I mean, they did a movie.
Spice Girl, were you?
I was Sporty.
Yeah?
Of course. Really? She was my favorite. Not
did
like,
you want to be a Spice Girl?
Uh-huh. If you want to be my lover.
Yeah.
Get
it? Too easy.
Yeah, Ginger Spice was too easy for me. Yeah.
That's like when we played Power Rangers, I was always forced to be the Blue Ranger because his name was Billy, and I was like, I don't want to be Billy. I want to be Jason
glasses
today.
Too.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Didn't like
it. You want to be the Nerdy Ranger?
I didn't want to be, no.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Zach?
Which one did you want to be?
Yeah. Oh, black. The black one.
No, I wanted to be Jason usually because he was like the leader, I think. Yeah. Or Tommy. Remember when Tommy was like the White Ranger? I liked White Ranger Tommy better than Green
I loved
Ranger
that
Tommy.
Movie. The Power Rangers movie with Mr. Ooze. Ugh. Good times.
Hmm.
Jimbo Fisher, am I right? Anyways.
Right. That's right.
What do we got? Jeremy, number five.
Number five, Daniel Radcliffe as Ripped Weird Al.
Oh, wow. You haven't even seen the movie yet. It already made your top five.
I'm going based off of images. It doesn't even necessarily
mean. He looks great.
Looks incredible. Yeah. And the idea of Weird Al being as ripped as Daniel Radcliffe looks in that movie. That's top tier. Number four, Daniel Radcliffe as a corpse used by Paul Dano for Swiss Army Man. Have not seen the movie myself.
Wait a minute.
This seems
the entire premise.
This seems like a fluky list.
You've had two people on your list and you haven't seen either of the movies.
Correct.
Okay.
Number three, Daniel Radcliffe in What If? No? No?
How's this going, Jeremy?
I think it's going great. I'm informing the public of what's going on.
Number two!
Hey, hold on. Let me just say.
What if?
What If is one of the most underrated rom-coms of all time. You should go watch it immediately.
I'm good. Thanks.
You can get Adam Driver. Just saying. Yeah. I just had sex and now I'm eating tacos.
Hell yeah.
It's really great. It's really
sounds
great.
Like a Tuesday.
That's something that's said in the movie.
My man Danny.
Number two is Christmas.
Okay. He gets it.
Or Harry Potter saying Happy Christmas, Ron. And number one, Daniel Radcliffe as a dog walker smoking cigarettes.
Oh, wow. So Harry Potter doesn't even make the list. Let's see what you did there. What she did there. He was, I remember that picture of him. Why? So was he, explain that to
I
me.
Have no idea where that picture comes
did
from.
He get
These are
paid?
All just the best moments. I'm purely going off of Daniel Radcliffe aesthetics here and things I aspire to be. And the energy of walking 12 dogs in the middle of New York City, smoking a cigarette with no one caring that that's happening around you or you caring about all the people looking at you. It's incredible.
I just love the idea of him like taking a side job like that after the Harry Potter money that he got.
How much do you think he made?
Ugh, I would guess $100 million.
He's still making money.
No. Well, yeah.
Percentages. Probably, right?
They just did a thing. They just did the reunion episode on HBO.
There's a reunion episode of Harry Potter?
Yeah. Like Friends. He made $109 million from the Harry Potter movies, according to Yahoo.
You think he's like grumpy about it? Like I'm more than just Harry Potter.
He does seem like a guy.
Typecast.
I've literally heard him never interview about this, so he could be the complete opposite. But I would just imagine if you're that, like you just got to be tired of talking about Harry Potter. He's got to be at this point, like I just want to do something else.
I think they've cyclically made their way all the way back around now to where there was that stretch of not wanting to
but
do
now
it.
Now it's like, hey, remember?
But
Harry
now,
Potter?
Yeah, now there's the excitement of like, hey, remember when we did this thing when we were kids and we all the HBO special sort of showed.
Is there some sort of like Harry Potter con? Dude can make money. The Harry Potter crew can just make money forever, right? Like, there's got to be some yearly festival that they could get paid $100,000 to show
up. Some of them still show up just to Universal in Orlando and just walk around. Like, you'll see
look at
Draco.
Little Stugatz.
Yeah. Well, oh no, what's his name? Matthew Lewis, who played.
Drake was in Harry Potter?
Moneyball.
I did the thing. I know he's the guy with the white hair.
Both of those were good.
Yeah. I know he's the guy with the white hair. I know Draco. I know my HP. My wife's a big Harry Potter guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Your wife's a Harry Potter guy?
How many?
Danny? Enough. Turn his mic off.
How many Harry Potter? Like, how often do you watch the Harry Potters?
We don't ever watch them. She'll watch, like, if it's on, she'll stay
like
on
ABC
it.
Family or whatever it's called.
Yeah, Freeform? I feel like TNT's Freeform. One that they do marathons of Harry Potter. I don't know
they
why
used to do the ABC Family every Christmas.
Every Christmas,
play
Halloween.
All of them over and over and over
Easter.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all the holidays. Yeah. Matthew Lewis, the guy who played Neville Longbottom, actually...
Now you're going a little
deep. No, I'm so doing it. Harry it matters. Potter guy. This is going to matter. Yeah, he met his wife at Harry Potter World. Mm. She was just a fan of Harry Potter.
That's creepy.
And then they met, and they hit it off.
She's living out this, like,
and
fantasy.
And now they're married.
And now he's like, I'm just this guy, he's though. Just a guy. I'm not going to dress up as but this guy for you every night.
Who did he play?
She's like, once a month, though?
Neville Longbottom?
What role does Neville Longbottom have?
Neville
he's
is
the dork nerd.
Can we be a little bit more creative with the names?
I'm just
Longbottom
because like British, isn't it? What I'm thinking is, and
he was like the guy that got made fun of a lot.
Yeah,
he was like,
and so now, but look at him though.
She's got
blow
a
up, dude.
She's got
blow
a,
up.
Oh wow, yeah, he does look good.
Good looking guy.
What I'm thinking, and I obviously don't know any of this relationship. I'm thinking that like when his wife was at Harry Potter Land. If it was like you're going to meet someone from Harry Potter and marry that person, it wasn't Neville Longbottom. Right. You know what I mean? Like, kind of just settled.
She was aiming for Harry and like, you know, this is all I can get.
Yeah. And I'm sure, I mean, God bless them. I hope they have a great, happy marriage and, they, you know, they're together.
She's
for long.
Once
I'm just saying.
Once a month, though, she wants the costume put on, right?
The dream wasn't Neville Longbottom, probably.
The guy from How to Get Away with Murder.
I also say having watched 0 minutes of Harry Potter. So
yeah, you're not missing much.
Really?
I mean, it's just... It's,
what would your wife think if she heard that?
Listen, it's just not something I'm really into. I'm not like... I'm cool with Harry Potter. Like, I don't want this to turn into, you know... I don't want the headline to be Chris bashes Harry Potter. I'm just, you know...
Headline
I'm
where?
That's sure, going that, to that's be... Gonna the, go, that's literally going to be the only sentence I read in the description.
Yeah. Awful announcing somewhere.
Mystery Crate. Chris bashes Harry Potter. That's the only description.
Yes. Where does Harry Potter rank
the episode
for you
178.
Guys in terms of, like, franchises?
All time?
Yeah, like, is Harry Potter like an all time?
I mean, it's one of the few that
franchise?
Have six movies.
Up there with Lethal Weapon, Rocky?
Well, no, like, you guys personally, like, is it that great? Chris doesn't seem to think so.
As a movie series, like, to sit down and watch multiple movies, I would say, yeah.
Fast and the Furious?
Fast and the Furious, I think, has the most movies any franchise history for any movie of all time.
Wow.
They're at 10 in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
if that one ever gets made, James Bond. Please. Yeah, James Bond. But do you count that as one thing, or do you count different Bonds?
It's a franchise.
Like Batman and Spider-Man. There's too many Spider-Mans.
Yeah, I guess that's something.
We don't need to get into that today.
No.
The thing that makes Harry Potter kind of cool, though, at least, is that you're seeing those same kids grow all the way through it.
Yeah.
So, like, that part of it, at least, is sort of nostalgic, where you're getting to see, you know, these child actors that were probably like 10, 11, 12 years old and grow through their teen years. And that level of nostalgia is kind of cool.
Watch them grow up with fame and become terrible people.
I'm not saying they are.
I'm saying, like, are they good people still? Like,
it seems like
monsters. I don't know.
It doesn't seem like they became monsters. Yeah. The stars of it, all the young ones, like Emma Watson's just an activist.
Emma Watson getting Belle was a great, like, that's her being like, all right, I'm not doing Harry Potter. Like, I can be Belle. Now, like, that was, I felt good for her there because it's tough for those kids because it's just like, you're Hermione. That's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, I want to talk to you about life and how things change and how they usually change for the better. Look, 5 years ago, I didn't have a podcast with my dad. Now I do. 5 years ago, I didn't talk a lot on this show, and now I talk way more than people would like. So life is always changing. I'm sure in your life, you have examples of the same exact thing. But you know that one thing that hasn't changed? The great taste of Miller Lite. They keep it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer, less filling and only 96 calories. The original light beer since 1975. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Roy, in your relationship, dealing with friction, if the restaurant told you 20-minute wait, are you going up or is a need going up to be like, hello, you said 20 minutes, it's been 40?
Well, it would probably be a bad look for me if I did it, so a need does it.
Right, why is it a bad look?
You know, because, you know, the optics of...
I mean, I think, obviously, you're not going to be, you know, aggressive. Like, I'm just saying, if you're just saying, like, hey, we put our name in 20, like, who will go up and check on the name?
A need would probably do that, yeah. When I go up there initially to find out how long the wait is, I turn to the knees like, okay, do you want to wait 45 minutes for this or do you want to go somewhere else?
Most times restaurants, these hostess and hosts, they want you out of there. If it's like a 20-minute wait, they're going to tell you 35.
Really?
Always,
you think it's that, not the other?
I always assume it's going to be, unless I'm at like a place that I know is like, if Prime 112, I know I'm not getting in. But if it's like Chili's or Applebee's or Outback and they're like 40 minutes, it's going to be 20. Mm. They just want you out of here. They're dealing with a lot of people right now. They're just going to tell you a high number so you can't complain. All the time, me and my wife just like, sure, yeah, we'll wait. 30 minutes, fine. It's 15. It's 10.
It's subjective, depending on the host.
I think, you have to read the host and the hostess. But a lot of times, these people, they're not the owners. They're just stressed hostess and hosts. They want less people around. So they're like, oh, it'll be 45 minutes, even though it'll probably be 20.
You ever notice how Applebee's is just weird Chili's?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been to an Applebee's.
Applebee's
in like 15
is still
years.
In 2006. Like TGI everything, Fridays. All of them, every single one of them still has like Dwight Howard magic jerseys and like baby Justin Bieber up on the walls. Hmm. Chili's is moving on.
Yeah.
New menus, all sorts of stuff like that. Applebee's is just a weird cousin of Chili's.
Yeah. Jeremy, what's it like to have the perception as just like this endlessly kind and nice person? Is it tough sometimes? Do you ever just want to be a jerk? I don't know. So people don't know. That's Jeremy Teche is this. Is a local guy from down here, covers all the teams around here. We've known him for a long time. And if you say to me, someone in media who's just genuinely kind, I'd say Will Manso, and then I would say Jeremy Teche.
Can I play?
That's so sweet.
Can we play a game?
What? Okay.
All right. This is a difficult game to be doing, and it's a dangerous game. Can we, the five of us, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there's five of us here. Can we each rank on a piece of paper the order of niceness of the people in this room?
In this room?
In this room right
in
now.
In this room?
Wow.
Interesting.
Okay.
Interesting.
I mean, we could...
Interesting.
I would see how nice Jeremy is. He's like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that at all.
So like, because I could say let's do it for everyone, but there's 8,000 people that work here. Yeah, so like the list would be too long. Yeah. So if we do...
We could
like,
just go around the room and say order. It. Writing it down makes it like
no,
the longer
writing
process.
No, writing it down is more honest because we don't have to put names.
Right.
So it could be a secret ballot.
Right.
Because I'm going to tell you, I think I'm going to be last on this list. I get the perception that I'm not well received in this environment. No, I'm telling you. Like, I think
no,
that
but see, like,
you also
was...
may have picked a tough group of five to do this with.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So I'm last on Jeremy's list. But because I feel like there's
I have
like,
my list. I don't need to write it. I can say it right now.
Yeah.
What's I mean, obviously, no, we're not putting ourselves
secret's
in
better.
It. So it'll be each of our top four.
Oh, top four.
Right.
Top
it'll be each four. Of our top
okay.
four.
Oh, okay.
So all right.
What's the order in this situation?
You determine the order.
No, like,
no,
is
I mean,
number one,
nicest,
the nicest.
Do nicest, to me.
And is this on air or off air?
The nicest is one.
Because where Roy lands on this, is this on air or off air?
That's a really good point.
That is a good question. That's a good question.
Roy is delightful off air.
Off air, Roy? Number one on the list.
I'm gonna tell you, I've always thought of myself as a nice person. I don't think that I'm viewed as a nice person, though.
I think you're nicer off air.
Yeah, but I don't...
Like, on air, you go for, like, shtick, and you want to, like, you'll, like...
I come in here a lot of days, and I'm like... A lot of people don't like me here.
I don't think that's
at all. That's my perception.
Right, well, that's
So
a lot of people. Think
okay,
that
so why
themselves.
Don't we do? Why don't we do on air and off air?
Oh,
just to
so
make
ridiculous.
This even longer. Yeah, and we could. You know what? Let's just say it because writing it down is dumb.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay. You got me over here with a pen and paper.
Yeah, I finally got the paper.
Yeah, okay.
Damn.
Anyway.
So. All right. I'm going last place.
No. Start with nicest because you don't want to be the worst.
All right. Nicest.
Is this on air or off?
This is off air.
Okay. Off air.
Jeremy first.
Wow. Woo! Oh, okay. Hold
Jeremy's
on.
Just so nice. Like, anytime I've ever texted him, he responds right away, and he's
thanks,
just,
buddy.
Like, the most kind. Like, he's just, look at him. He's just nice.
Well, you did say it yesterday.
Danny, you're last on both my lists.
That's fine.
Low risk, low risk.
I've known you the least amount of time, and I got to crush somebody here.
Danny last also.
You, my friend, are getting crushed today.
Sorry, yes. Danny.
Billy and Roy tied for second. That's, Danny last. Yes. All right, we're good.
That's on air?
Total cop out, man.
Total cop out.
Such a cop out. Why are we playing this game?
This is a bad game.
All I wanted to get to was Jeremy's girlfriend, fiance, must be the most kind person ever, because... You would never be with someone unless they're kind.
She is an absolute sweetheart. She is so sweet that I am the one who goes up and has confrontation with
you're the confrontation.
I'm the confrontation,
I'm
the confrontation one in our relationship.
Actually, I'm back on Danny's side, because when he fell in Austin, he was so kind and like didn't want to inconvenience anyone.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm back with Danny.
He was gonna bleed to death before he would have made things worse for us.
I think he's still internally bleeding.
What is
he's just like, I'm good. You don't remember? You didn't hear this?
Oh,
I
didn't
hear
this. I ate it.
We don't have to do this again. All right, we did a scooter. Me, Bill, Billy, Tony, Lewis, and Danny were going from the Austin hotel where we were doing our show to a dinner. It was like a mile away.
It ended up being longer.
So we were like, they have these scooters in Austin. The birds. So we were like, let's do this. It'll be fun. Everyone goes there. And we're like, all right, they're waiting for us. So we're scootering there. And long story short, my man Danny was just struggling. Couldn't figure out the scooter.
But he
didn't want to tell us, hey guys, don't want to do this shit. We all wanted to do it, so he's just like, I'm along for the ride.
Team player.
My man ate it hard.
Yeah.
Like three. I'm not even Jeremy. What you're imagining right now, it was worse. We don't need to get.
You're throwing him under the bus. Long story short,
he could have been under the bus.
It was almost under a bus because I saw him fall into traffic, and luckily there was no cars in that lane. He'll dispute
it's
that.
Horrible.
But we're not gonna. Look,
but he popped right. The
he
point
took
was,
a tumble. He took a tumble, and there may have been blood coming through denim.
Yeah.
And we were like, let's just Uber him.
I was like, all of us were dicks. None of us hopped in the Uber with him because we wanted to keep scootering. We
That's
were like,
horrible.
Dude, we were just like, you hop in a Uber. We'll meet you there. I know, we're dicks. What do you want from us?
I
gave him my phone, so I'm the least dick of everyone. But
But you're also like, you're not taking my phone.
Right. Well, I did give him my phone.
He did because my phone was dead.
Yeah, his phone was dead.
That was part of the problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Anyway. So yeah, my point was why I'm back on his side and he's so nice is because he played it out like he did not want any. He was just like, I'm fine. Even though he was like bleeding all over his body.
Yeah.
But he was just like, I'm good, guys. He was just in that mode of he's new to our crew, so he doesn't want to be an inconvenience. He was just a team player.
I saw John Mulaney over the weekend.
Yeah.
He has a bit.
Not together.
About
but separately. We were there separately.
Yeah. Separately.
Billy got jealous that like me and you went like date night.
Would have been really nice. Yeah. I would have loved to do that with you.
We did do the thing.
I'm not pleasant.
Billy can relate to what we did like the day before. We were like, maybe meet up for a drink after. I mean, before. And then the next day, we both like didn't. Meet up for a drink. Like,
next day, we texted each other at 11 o'clock
like,
at night.
Like, I forgot to do that.
Yeah.
Bad play.
It's
you always have to do it right after. Like, oh, I'm so sorry I didn't see you.
Well, yeah, no, that was it. Right after the show. After the show.
Yeah.
I'm being honest, though, I didn't think of it before.
Me either.
Like, we might both be lying, and we did.
But weren't you talked about it the day before?
The day before in the studio, we were like, oh, you're going to Mulaney? Oh, maybe meet up for a drink before?
Yeah.
Our wives can meet? Yeah, let's do that. And then we just... After the show, I forgot.
Yeah, happens.
That's all right, man. We're getting there.
But but with that, seeing John Mulaney, he has a bit about being very nice where he says, you could probably pour soup in my lap and I would apologize to you.
Yeah.
And I have never related to a sentence more than that.
I'm like that, too. Yeah.
100%.
Unless it's like someone I really don't like, I'll just be like, yeah, my bad. Sorry. My lap shouldn't have been there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So
I'll apologize for apologizing.
All right. So who's doing their list next? I already went.
Well, yours was off air or on air? Yours was such a cop out. It was just Jeremy's nice.
It was garbage.
Roy.
All right. This is off air.
Yeah.
You already did off air.
You did off air. You have to do on air.
Right, let's just move on. Someone else go.
It doesn't matter. This is a stupid game.
All right. What's up next?
Well, Roy, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
Well,
tell me.
Judgy over there of us. We're here trying to...
I'm not judging anybody. I'm just saying, what's next?
Well...
You know, I'm asking a question.
You have big plans for this weekend, Roy? Are you really driving to Tampa for the game?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I guess it depends on what happens tonight.
Huh.
You mean last night? Because it's Friday. We recorded this Thursday.
Son of a... Okay.
All right. Well, pretend we didn't ask that question. It doesn't matter. So if the series was 2-0 Lightning, you would not make the trip?
Probably not.
Do you think that...
Fair weather journalists.
Yeah. I'm starting to think that you've lost faith in this team.
I haven't lost faith in the team. I'm just thinking about, okay, should I spend this amount of money to go over to Tampa and pay for a hotel room? And then come back? Yeah. So that's a lot, a lot of factors get into this. And besides, I need my say no.
Do you guys, when you have friends coming from out of town, do any of you ever host your friends? Like, hey, you're coming to town. Why don't you stay with us? Why don't you stay at our place?
No. I'm a let's get together for dinner one night.
Mm-hmm. There's always an offer, but nobody ever takes you
up. Do you make the offer?
I've made the offer a couple of times.
Do you throw out,
that's
like,
why he's number one on the list.
You make it sound shitty. You're like, I have a couch.
Right. That's exactly what it is.
And it's kind of hard. Yeah, I bought it a couple years ago.
We have like a futon thing. We can throw it. It's a couple of chairs. We fold them out. You put it together.
Our air conditioning works most nights. Yeah. Sometimes, you know.
Okay, so here's my question. Because let's say I am Billy in this scenario. And okay. Jeremy's Jeremy. So right. This is going to be really easy for us to role play because we're playing ourselves.
Right.
So I'm going to visit Jeremy. And Jeremy makes that offer. Now, what goes through my mind as Billy is, now if I go there and I don't stay with him, is he going to be insulted?
Right.
So do I go there, I live as a hostage of this person for the duration of my stay in this person's town, and they may not even actually want me to be staying with them. It may just be like an empty offer.
So is my offer total psychological manipulation? I'm actually not being nice.
Yeah, you're a piece
I don't
of
know.
Shit.
That's
you're
the thing
shit.
Is that
I'm
I don't know.
This.
Man,
I don't.
You're
I don't
not
know.
Wrong.
That's... I don't know the person's intention, but I immediately think, well, if they're offering it to me, it's rude of me to say no,
I'm
and then be like
second guessing all of this.
I'm gonna spend hundreds of dollars to stay at a hotel, and then that person thinks like, wow, this person would rather spend hundreds of dollars than stay with me.
I would just be like, no, I don't want to impose. I like staying at hotels anyways. I'm a hotel guy.
I'll definitely let someone off the hook easy. Like if someone wants out, like if I offer it and there's even a slight hesitation, I'm not gonna make them feel bad about not staying. Mm-hmm. I don't really want. Most of the time, I don't really want.
You've never made anyone feel bad about it.
So why do you tell them that?
Because. I don't want them to have to pay hundreds of dollars to stay at a hotel if they're going to be in town.
Right.
It's an offer.
What's the like percentage of you being taken up on that offer?
1%. There's been one. We've had.
You have not offered 100 people that.
No. Well, it doesn't matter.
Have to be one out of 100.
Okay.
It's okay.
10%.
10%.
10%. Maybe.
So you had one person.
If you did ask 50 people, and you got like a half a yes, then maybe.
Let's play.
We got a maybe.
Let's play this game. You said it was one person.
We're playing a lot of games today.
I love games.
Yeah. Fun.
I don't know how to do this, right? I'd like to start a campaign, and it's a bit ambitious, I will admit to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not exactly related to games and kind of veering off. I would like to take over for James Corden, and I would like to start that campaign
right now.
I love
this idea for you.
So I don't know how to do that, though, is the thing.
Well, I think you just started. Like right here, it was a good start.
Got a platform.
So what do we do? Do we just tweet at people? Like, how do
we create a hashtag?
Hashtag Late Show.
But I also really want to move, which is like, do you think they'll let me do it via Zoom? Probably not.
No.
We can once we get to negotiation,
get into
figure that out.
Later.
Anyway, build a studio.
So this game, if we're gonna go back to this game for a second, is you said that one person's taking you up on the offer. Let's pretend it was five people to protect that one person that's done it. What do you think when these five people have done it, if you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It uncomfortable?
No.
When the five people said yes and they don't know which one of the five they are?
In this scenario, this person was flying from California on a red eye. And so it was like they were going to be arriving at a time that would have been nearly impossible to be able to just
go
into
a
hotel.
Stop?
No, we were not a stop. They were there for a few days.
Oh.
But was there for work purposes. There were a whole bunch of different reasons to be coming in, partially to hang out with us, partially to do some work stuff.
Yeah.
And in large part, was happy that they were there. But definitely,
your voice went a little high there.
Too many details. I said five.
Nah, they're not going to listen. This person's not going to listen.
Okay.
This person's not going to listen.
So you kind of partially regretted doing this.
Didn't regret it, but certainly was excited once the house is back to ourselves.
Right.
Roy, have you ever offered?
No.
Oh.
I had a random thought. Are we moving on? Can I move on to a different topic?
Sure. I mean,
I had a random thought today driving into work because I was driving, had the sun in my face. I had my sun visor down and I looked at the person behind me and it's this lady driving and she's got the sun in her face. She's got sunglasses on and then it finally hits her and she flaps her thing down and I like saw the shade come above her face and I just thought to myself, these sun visors really have not advanced a lot. Like, I'm pretty sure that they looked this way in 1985. The only advancement is that like piece of little board you pull out.
That.
Like that board you
love
slide.
That's the one advancement.
But my point is like, I feel like are Tesla sun visors like this thing where like, is there any kind of advancement in the sun visor in a car.
Well, the Tesla sun visors are magnetic.
Well, there you go.
What does that
there's
mean?
There's an advancement.
That means that you know, there's that no plastic clip to move it from their in front of the door.
The magnet, but
that's not really an advancement. Yeah. That's just using a different tool to snap it.
It takes a stiff tug to get that out of that clip, though. The fact that it's magnetic.
I would have thought if we had those visors, if we had sun visors in 1982, I would have thought in 2022, you wouldn't even need a sun visor anymore, and the windshields would just have this technology where it blocks the sun.
I thought by now we'd have sunglasses in our eyes.
Right. Mm. Sunglasses
in your eyes.
Sunglasses contacts.
Tinted contacts.
Yeah, tinted contacts.
Is that already a thing?
Is that a thing? They should be.
Let's bleep this.
You guys see the Apple car that looks like a mouse?
No.
Like an Apple mouse? Not like an actual animal mouse. It looks like the Apple mouse.
Oh, like a click?
Dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Well, yeah.
Oh, so Roy's seen it.
Yeah, I saw it. I made a comment on Twitter.
What'd you say?
Roy's like, you see the new Android car?
No, there's no Android car.
Isn't that the Tesla?
You got burned.
Is it?
How's that? How did I get sick burned?
Well, because Chris, you said Cody, the Apple car and you didn't like it, so I was like, I'll
wow, Chris
Android
is number
car,
three okay on my mean list right now. Just ahead of Danny.
Yes. Moving up in the world.
Hey, Danny, you made the list, right?
Yeah, Danny.
Congrats, Danny.
Huh. Asshole.
Roy, you have anything good to say before we go today?
Yeah.
Anything positive?
Send the
anything
people
we're
off
looking forward to? On, mm-hmm. Let's end on a high note,
yeah,
huh?
High note.
Yeah.
I have nothing to say.
I was hoping Roy was going to sing like really high note, like yeah, musical note.
Let me hear as high as you can go.
That's oh, you see what I'm saying.
Let's this all right now sing a note as high as we can go. First, Danny,
no shot.
Just get, let me hear it.
What do you mean no shot?
All right, I'll go first to give you a little like yeah, what yeah, I want. This is what I'm looking for.
Oh,
look at wow, Jeremy just
are we looking for a word?
Jeremy's like, oh my gosh.
There's so many bottles of water. I was gonna drink water to kind of like
yeah,
clear my throat. There's
wet the palate
too many
this
bottles here. I don't know whose bottle anything is.
This one's mine.
Okay,
man. I don't think that was yours.
All right, here we go.
Wow, that was really impressive, actually.
Mm. And it was on, it was in tune,
you
too.
Know,
you
have I to just do
A,
what's the thing?
Yeah. The ah okay sound.
It can be literally anything.
You're
anything
holding
that
you're
you
not
want to say anything to get high. Anything you can do to get high. Go, Danny.
Okay.
There it is.
Oh, not terrible.
I'm not a singer.
All right, Billy's turn. Okay.
That's the reason why I'm on
Billy
the
can go
behind the camera, not in front of the camera.
That is
wow. Good. That's really good.
And actually, let's build up to Roy because he's our baritone.
Yeah, Roy's gonna go. Over.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm
Jerry
Bear,
let's go. And you're like a singer.
Yeah,
that's hard.
Yeah.
I was just
yeah
trying to hit the note.
That was good though.
Thanks,
nice. Roy.
All right, you ready?
Like, can you just really try for us, really?
I'm gonna be shocked
because you're gonna go really deep here.
Sure
I know
you're
gonna
be shocked by how
ready
this goes.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Okay, goodbye.
Come on.
All right. For real. Here we go. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
I think that
was yes good. Wow. That'll do it for another episode of Mr. Great Roy Woody Animal Count of the Bip.
On on Montgomery and Company, we have Monica McNutt from ESPN, and we have Tamika Reed, the head women's basketball coach from Jackson State University.
Cinephile, we got a guy from Better Call Saul. If you're into that franchise, Patrick Fabian.
Oh,
are there any spoilers?
Hamlet. No spoilers. No okay, spoilers. Cool. You got to check it out. That's good if you're into that show. Check out our episode last week, Judd Apatow. That's basically it. Billy Subotity, Max
Howard
Homa.
Hamlet.
Ooh, we nice have Chris Cody on Subotity
yeah
this week.
Me and Max
yeah
Homa, we hit it off. Big fan of that guy. But that'll
he's
do it.
He's very easy to talk to.
He
huh
really is. He seems like just a bro. Like I'd like. Yeah. He's the guy I'd get a beer with at Flanny's.
Hmm.
Anyways, Danny, anything to promote?
Danny's yep running a volleyball tournament.
Yep.
Danny shook next his head, by the way.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Oh, yesterday it happened. It was a great success.
How'd it go?
Timeless. Yeah.
Great.
Incredible.
Nice.
Yeah.
See you later, everyone. Okay goodbye.
Wait, what about Jer Bear?
Oh, Jeremy.
Oh, hey, what are you doing?
Oh, shit. That's right. Tommy Hutton on Miami Mic'd Up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
check
guys
out, check out all of Jeremy's shit.
Hey,
check
thanks,
it out.
Yeah.
Follow him on social.
I feel uncomfortable promoting
that
all
make
of
me
these
like
other
two
podcasts
on the list,
here.
Two on your yeah list, but number
one
on your list.
No, Billy's number one. Billy's
wow
nice.
If you like now Miami, wow, if you like Miami sports, follow Jeremy on social and listen to Miami Mic'd Up. That's what we'll give him. See you later, everybody.
Unfollow Chris, follow Jeremy.
Well, you know, okay, you don't have to do that.
You don't have well, to, yeah, I mean, just I mean, charitable, you know what I mean? Right. Take it a next step
you're
further.
You're doing less than a mean list
unfollow
now.
Unfollow you, follow Jeremy.
Right. Okay, goodbye.
Folks, I want to talk to you about life and how things change and how they usually change for the better. Look, 5 years ago, I didn't have a podcast with my dad. Now I do. 5 years ago, I didn't talk a lot on this show, and now I talk way more than people would like. So life is always changing. I'm sure in your life, you have examples of the same exact thing. But you know that one thing that hasn't changed? The great taste of Miller Lite. They keep it simple. Undebatable quality. Great taste. Only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. Less filling and only 96 calories. The original light beer since 1975. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.